Hello again, beautiful creators. This is Kidisha King, and welcome to week 9, episode 10 of our podcast. This week, we directed our focus and attention on the task of remaining steady and consistent in our practice of self-observation and neutrality. And we did this by stressing out about less as part of our ongoing yoga practice toward achieving our highest self-expression in the world. Our task was to remain non-attached and non-violent toward ourselves through the maintenance of a state of equanimity or internal balance, and I sincerely hope that your practice this week was useful to you in more ways than one. If you practice at all, I want to take the time to congratulate you on simply sticking with this important undertaking, since the act of practicing in and of itself is one major part of your journey. But if you did not practice at all or practiced very little this week, well, then I want to remind you that you can simply start from where you are right now, so no worries at all, actually. In fact, that is your practice. It is eventually to have no worries at all. Which is why, by the end of our reflection today, my hope is that you will truly make it a point to take your inner and outer work a bit more seriously, but simultaneously and paradoxically, also a bit more easy as well. This will enable you to create a peaceful state of being more often in your life, regardless of anything that may be occurring inside or even outside of you at any given moment. For me, this week's practice was particularly valuable as it coincided with the fact that I just moved to a new city with my cat last Friday, and as a result of this, our focus on stressing less in week 9 of our work was incredibly relevant to my life. Of course, being stress-free is always generally recommended in life, but after just completing the process of driving a U-Haul with my car towed to the back of it for about 400 miles in a full day of effort that came together after months of planning and packing and preparing, I would say that this event qualified as some more serious practice in the past week. Though the day itself and the days following it were as uneventful as I desired, several months ago, I did stress myself out tremendously, worrying about things that now are basically done and past. Have you ever experienced that? Worrying about things that never required much worrying about in retrospect? I bet you have. Like my obsessing about that curve on the highway that I rehearsed over and over again in my head. Or actually getting my car on a tow hitch as a part of my adventure, let alone down a highway in one piece. I'm sure that you've had these types of worries before because we have all been there. We all have a brain, and it can sometimes generate crazy or scary thoughts. But my practice is what made it so that my transition was as smooth as it was, and now, not only am I more confident in my driving and adulting skills, but I look forward to settling in, setting up my balcony area to attract hummingbirds for myself and my cat, and continuing forward on this exciting journey in southern Arizona. Yay for my stress-free transition to my new city. And now, I have 3 takeaways from the experience that made it so that I survived my U-Haul failing to start at one point, the brake system lights being on for my entire journey, and me being unable to get my tow attachment to go in desired directions when backing up at any point. Not to mention the millions of other reasons I could have used as an excuse for stressing myself out during this move. I was able to get through my move without any serious stress or the related injuries that would have surely resulted from any self-induced agony because I planned ahead and took consistent action each day in a neutral way leading up to my big day. Then I faced the task of getting here neutrally as well, practicing my practice all the way, and now I can share my takeaways with you from my new home. Takeaway 1. Continue to breathe and focus on the task at hand by going one step at a time. Oftentimes, when executing a plan, we can get our minds in a million directions simultaneously, and this can cause not only distraction but unnecessary tension in our bodies that can lead to mistakes where physical activity is involved. Remain conscious of your breathing as a part of your pranayamas, and ensure that each inhale and exhale is full as you simply work on doing one thing at a time in the moment as it comes up. Always keep yourself moving forward one breath at a time and one accompanying step at a time as well in order to get things done with the least amount of stress possible. Takeaway 2. Rest and movement of stagnant energy is required not only to keep you physically pain-free and feeling good and capable of performing the necessary work that you need to get things done, but they are also required to keep you mentally healthy as well. Always remember to take regular rests to take care of your body and to recover from any activities that may or may not have occurred throughout your day, since both moving and sitting for long periods of time can negatively impact your body. Practice your asanas in between activity and between resting. A stretch here, a stretch there, and your body will always be in good condition for whatever comes next. Takeaway 3. Keep your inner landscape neutral and simply observe the world as you practice in it in order to most effectively and appropriately respond to situations that may arise. The human mind often wants to create connections, understand things, scrutinize them, and make perfect sense of all of them at all times. While this is useful for planning, in the moment when an action is being performed, only certain bits of information are actually required. It is best to block out all extraneous and unnecessary understandings and observations from your mind as you're doing a specific task so that you can truly focus on the activity at hand. In driving or in traffic, for example, your mind can wander in all kinds of directions into all sorts of territories from the past to the future to speculation about everything that is going on around you. But it is best to keep it focused on the essentials in order to get more done effectively without too much attachment to information that may not be necessary in the moment. Remember that even if something is upsetting or you want to spend some time ruminating for one reason or another on a specific idea or thought, it is best to reserve all things for later that are not essential in the moment, including setting aside time to plan for the future. Stress management and the general act of maintaining our peace is really an opportunity to be the best that we can be. To show up in our lives and observe ourselves, remain unattached, and simply breathe, stretch out our tensions, and take only required actions when necessary. If we participate in our yoga practice each day, observe our yamas, niyamas, asanas, pranayamas, pratyaharas, dharanas, and dhyanas daily, we naturally create peace for ourselves. Yoga is stress management routinized and ingrained in our system and is an exercise in restraint and effective utilization of our energy. Your goal each day is to show up and be the best that you can be for yourself and by extension, the rest of the world. And isn't it nice to know that maintaining your peace simply requires that you stress about less, even about your practice, which you should always remain neutral about as you neutrally observe yourself living your life each day.